So a 22-year-old in a dorm room didn't build this one. This one was built by a former hedge fund analyst posting math videos for his cousins, and it just became the front line of an AI revolution that could change how every kid on the planet learns. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And honestly, this one has been building for years, but it finally feels like it's actually happening. We're talking about AI tutors in schools. Real ones, not a chatbot slapped onto a homework site. I mean, systems that watch how a student is solving a math problem, notice where they're getting stuck, and then ask the right question to get them unstuck without just giving them the answer. Here's the thing, Khan Academy, which most of us know as that free video site that saved us before a calculus exam, has been quietly building something called KhanMigo. It runs on GPT-4, and it doesn't just explain things, it teaches Socratically, meaning it guides you toward the answer instead of handing it to you. And it's already deployed at real schools at real scale with real kids. Sal Khan, the founder, started this whole thing by making YouTube videos for his cousins. He was a hedge fund analyst, not a teacher, and now he's sitting at the center of what might be the most important shift in education in decades. The idea is simple but radical. What if every kid had a one-on-one tutor, not just the kids whose parents can afford it? Every kid. Here's where it gets interesting. High-dose tutoring, meaning frequent personalized instruction, is one of the most effective educational interventions we know of. Now, the research is pretty clear on this. The problem is it's expensive, like really expensive. AI changes that math completely. And honestly, I think this is huge. Not because the technology is perfect, it's not. These systems can hallucinate. They can give a kid a confident wrong answer about a history fact or a science concept. That's a real problem. But the direction of travel here is unmistakable. We are moving from AI tutoring being a cool demo to being something that districts are actually deploying, budgeting for, and training teachers to use alongside. The takeaway from story one, the AI tutor is no longer a hypothetical. It's in classrooms now. The question isn't if, it's how well. But here's the thing. While everyone is focused on the student side of this, something else was happening quietly on the other side of the classroom. And in some ways, it's moving even faster. Meet Magic School AI. You've probably never heard of it unless you're a teacher or you follow EdTech closely. But teachers know it, and they are using it a lot. Magic School is essentially a co-pilot for everything a teacher does outside of actually standing in front of students. Lesson plans, rubrics, feedback on assignments, drafting IEP accommodations for students with disabilities, parent emails, differentiated reading passages for different skill levels. They've built over 50 tools, all tuned specifically for K-12 workflows, and it's backed by Lightspeed Venture Partners. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't this just ChatGPT with a different coat of paint? Kind of, but also not really. The difference is that it's opinionated. It's built around the actual tasks teachers do, in the actual formats they need, with the guardrails that schools require. A general chatbot is a blank canvas. Magic School is a toolkit, and that specificity is what's driving adoption. Here's the nuance I find fascinating. Teacher-facing AI tools are seeing way less resistance than student-facing ones. And that makes sense when you think about it. A tool that saves a teacher 2 hours of grading on a Tuesday night doesn't raise the same philosophical questions as a tool that might be doing a student's thinking for them. Teachers are burned out, understaffed, buried in administrative work that has nothing to do with actually teaching. Give them something that handles the paperwork, they will use it. And if you're thinking, didn't we hear that AI was going to replace teachers? Yeah, we did. But what's actually happening on the ground looks much more like AI handling the stuff teachers hate. So teachers can do more of the stuff only humans can do. The mentoring, the relationships, the reading the room when a kid is having a bad day. That part isn't going anywhere. Quick hits before we go. Gradescope, which pioneered AI-assisted grading in universities and got acquired by Turnitin, is now the benchmark for what AI-graded exams look like at scale. Google is quietly embedding AI into Chromebooks and Google Classroom, which already dominate most U.S. school districts, meaning millions of kids are about to have AI features whether their district opted in or not. And on Reddit, teachers are saying these tools are only as good as the prompt, which is honestly the most practical piece of AI advice I've heard all week. So here's the thread connecting all of this. Education AI isn't one thing. It's three things happening simultaneously: smarter tools for students, smarter tools for teachers, and big tech quietly embedding all of it into infrastructure schools already use. The districts moving fastest aren't the ones chasing the shiniest tools. They're the ones that started with data governance, ran careful pilots, and trained their teachers first. The promise is real. A personalized tutor for every kid, a planning partner for every teacher. The risk is also real. Privacy, bias, hallucinations, and the very human possibility that we automate the wrong parts of learning and lose something we can't get back. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.